the discovery of a second batch of classified documents, this time inside the garage of President Joe Biden's private residence, has made it difficult for Biden to quell this latest political controversy.
People know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
White House lawyers revealed the documents were found recently and relate to Biden's time as vice president under President Barack Obama. The White House lawyers insist they immediately turned the documents over to the National Archives. Still, the Department of Justice is appointing U.S. Attorney Robert Hur as special counsel to investigate whether Biden broke the law.
I will ensure that Mr. Hur receives all the resources he needs to conduct his work.
The White House insists it's cooperating and is denying any impropriety.
It's in the statement of from his lawyer, Richard Sauber, and at the end, he said, "We are confident that their thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced."
Still, it's an administration under increased scrutiny. Earlier this week, while Biden was at a summit in Mexico, the White House admitted lawyers found similar secret papers at a Washington, D.C. think tank called the Penn Biden Center. The president says he doesn't know what's in those documents, but the discovery has prompted charges of hypocrisy. In January 2022, classified documents were found at the Florida residence of former President Donald Trump. A Justice Department special counsel is also looking into that case. Biden has called Trump totally irresponsible for mishandling the classified materials.
Another faux pas by the Biden administration, but treating law differently based upon your political beliefs. Treats one President Trump one way, but treats President Biden a whole different way.
President Biden's Republican critics are also questioning why it took so long for the Biden administration to reveal the existence of the documents. The first batch was discovered on November 2nd, just days before the congressional midterm election, but only became known to the public this week. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.